Today's scripture, Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Jesus Christ took hold of for me.
Heavenly Father, I will continue to press on daily. I know that I can only be blameless because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I cannot be perfect, but I can be revived into His perfect image. Father, make it so today. Amen.
Today's thought is, Paul knew his earthly limits, but he also knew his heavenly heritage. Do you? The following's a little poem my wife wrote. My mansion is just waiting for me to come and occupy. Never a moan will be uttered, never a tear or a cry. What treasures will be mine, what glory there to see in that heavenly mansion prepared there just for me.
Today's action. Pray for God's restoration of Jesus' character in your life. Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms 126. Oh, it's such a short book. Let's read it all. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of for me. Do you know, my friends, what Jesus took hold of for you? What was involved? Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice of not only his spirit, but his body on the cross. Jesus opened the door that no man can close. You want revival in your life? Just listen to his words. Knock, and it shall be opened. Seek, and ye shall find. Ask, and that question will be answered. Jesus' words are true and faithful. We should be too.